honored and privileged by the bishop this morning to bring a word to you. It's going to be a very short word, maybe one of the shortest messages I've preached this year. And it is an honor. And I want to thank you, Bishop, over and over again, every time, for giving me this platform. I want to speak this morning on tidbits for 2023. The things you need to hold for 2023. I should be done in about 25 minutes. So please just give me 25 minutes or so on the screen. Tidbits for 2023. Some of these things I'm going to just be reminding you that must be your traveling companion as you go into 2023. Number one, pay attention to God. Pay attention to God. When I'm saying some things to my husband and he's watching Chinese television, I say to him, darling, I'm talking to you. It's the same way. Pay attention to God. Don't let God be looking for you everywhere, scattered everywhere, your destiny, your life. No, pay attention to God. Be very detailed about your walk with God in 2023, because it will take the strength on the inside to carry the weight on the outside and to repel the assault of the devil in 2023. Pay attention to God. Proverbs 16:21, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Don't be one church this week. Another Sunday, you're in another church. If something is happening in the valley, you run there. No. Don't confuse your spirit. Stay in your tribe. This matter not tribe by tribe. One nation of Israel, but 12 tribes. Know your tribe and be planted there, because it is the planted that flourishes. Pay attention to God. In 1 Samuel 3:9, therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Hear God in 2023. Please, be attentive enough to know when to travel, when not to travel. You have prayed, we have prayed, we have fasted. Now we're giving you instructions. Serve him with all your heart. Pay attention to God. Matthew 22:37. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all thy soul, and with all your mind. Look for a department in church and be planted. Don't just come every Sunday. First Sunday of the month, you see this place jammed, all the branches jammed. Midweek service, you will see a percentage. Only serious Christians attend midweek services. In 2023, be serious with God. Arrows will be flying. All sorts of things will be happening. Make sure you make God your hiding place. Number two, be patient. In 2023, be patient. It is part of the process of living. You cannot say because you want a child in 1 month, then you impregnate 9 women. I must have a child. I must have a son in 1 month. So you want to impregnate 9 women. You won't still have a child in 1 month. Patience is part of the process. But I prayed, I fasted, I bound, and I loosed. Be patient. By now you know I always say God comes late when he wants to come big. Anna wanted a son. God wanted a prophet. Be patient. God is working something out. Don't use your tiny wristwatch to set God's big table clock. There's a time for everything. Ecclesiastes 7:8. Ecclesiastes 7:8. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Number three, remember the past faithfulness of God. When you are cornered, when it looks as if 2 + 2 is not equal to 4 in 2023, remember the past faithfulness of God. 1 Samuel 17:37. The God that delivered you from the mouth of the bear and the lion. When Saul threw the javelin, the God that showed up. Remember, don't be what my villagers call ajenwenimayini. People that eat your food and they don't praise you. It is what they are eating now that they remember. As I was getting ready for church this morning, I remembered one like that in our house. Ah! then remembered all that my husband and I did, and in fact my entire family did, for his wedding and for his life. And I just shook my head. Ungrateful people are evil. They are not just wicked, they are evil. They are. Remember the past faithfulness of God. Don't, because of what you are going through now, begin to call God all sorts of names. God, I don't even understand. Did you see air prayers? God, where are you now? God, be careful. Job said, though he slays me, yet. That is a level of Christianity. Don't be a backboneless banana believer. That if it doesn't go your way, then God, God is nothing. No. It's part of your growth. Remember his past faithfulness. When you fell on Okada and you didn't die. That Panadol that you took, you think it's normal? Like my husband would say, for things to be normal? Some people took Panadol and for 5 years it didn't dissolve. I'm telling you a true life story. That you took that medicine and it worked is a praise point. There are some of your mates that don't even know the wall of a school. And because your school fees wasn't ready on time, because of that, I don't even understand. I will backslide. Backslide and go to hell. You've not backslidden. You are serving God. See what you are still battling. Now backslide. Then you begin to blackmail God. God, if you don't do it by December. God, if you don't, he's God. And you notice where he has put his house. Jump up. You can't reach there. Shout. Baba is still there. Can you sue him to court? The Bible says, who can indict him over any matter? He's God. Three children, same family died. He's still God. He's still God now. So your cousin died. He's still God. He's God. That's where sovereignty comes in. He's God. We are privileged to have anything from him. Let's be thankful. Remember when it was a quarter to shame and he showed up. Remember when it didn't look like it and he showed up. When they said you couldn't make it and God showed up. Why have you forgotten so quickly? Because of what you are going through. I told you, life is a coat of many colors. Number four, guard your heart. Tit bits for 2023. Guard your heart. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard your heart. One of my favorite scriptures is 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3. After God blessed Anna, 1 Samuel 2, 3. He said, talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge. And by him actions are weighed. God weighs actions. He blesses you. He takes some steps back to see your action. He's weighing. He has a scale. And anytime God wants to take the measurement of a man, he doesn't put the taproot around the man's body. He puts it around his heart. What is your heart saying? Guard your heart with all diligence. When the ministry first started, and my husband was teaching me how to speak in public, was teaching me how to preach, he would give me the notes. Sometimes he would say, go get your own honor. Put it together. I'll be in church with you. I will have prepared. I'm a night person. I don't sleep on time. My husband is a morning person. So you know what that means. I'm very nocturnal. And then I will have prepared. Maybe I went to bed sometimes 4 a.m. or 2 a.m. And then we get to church. And my husband whispers to me, you see, I'm still praying in tongues. Today, Lord, just do something. Do something. And my husband whispers to me and says, the Lord laid it on my heart that I should be the one to preach, not you. He's my boss. He's the leader. The moment, listen, Agape, the moment I step into this building, I adjust my car because Bishop Adejumo plays many roles in my life. I step down. He takes charge. When the first day he did it, I almost hated him. Do you know when I slept? Were you not the one that told me I will preach? What, these men of God, we don't even understand them. By him, actions are weighed. My husband may not know, but God was looking at my heart. Can this one be trusted with a global platform? We told her that maybe she was leading praise worship. We said, no, she can't lead again. And then, yeah, I don't want to be in the choir again. Maybe it was an exam. And look at it today. Sometimes I will just be quiet. You know, I'm a talker. I speak. So my husband knows when I'm unusually quiet. He says, is it that thing that is doing you? Because I said, you will not preach. Don't we have many more Sundays? So I should not listen to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes he will come as an apostle and really flog my emotions. Sometimes he will come as a pastor and explain to me, I'm teaching you because I see where you are going. And that takes me to the next thing, discipline. In 2023, discipline is going to play a very crucial role. Discipline. You can't eat with 10 fingers. You can't go to everywhere that you are invited. You can't be at every wedding. No, you can't. Discipline. Do you notice what indiscipline has taken from many destinies? Some of them we know, some of them we don't know. You're a medical doctor, and because you have access to people and their privacy, because your pastor, your doctor, your lawyer, they are the three people you trust, and you want to tell them everything. And then you mess them up. You mess up little children. You mess up married women. You sleep with them in consulting room, or what do you call them? Because of lack of discipline. Every woman is the same. It's just packaging. Biologically speaking, every woman is the same. God created us the same. Lack of indiscipline. When I was in part one, we read a book, The Gods Are Not to Blame. Some of you have read the book before. We discussed it in class. Powerful book. Inside everybody, there is a weakness, minimum. And that's what we were dissecting in class that day. English 101 or 104, I can't remember. Inside every human being, there is a weakness. And that weakness, most of the time, shows up when you get to the top. And it will either make you or bring you down. Remember Adewale now? It was anger. Put your life under control. Some people have, they can eat even in their dream. They eat till they are poisoned. One lady in this church, as a young pastor, I said to her one day, the way you are going, there's nobody you cannot abuse, Abby. And you are looking for a husband. I said, one day, madam, you will abuse a corpse. The corpse will wake up, slap you, and go back to the mortuary. Before they say one, you have said 15. Before anything, you have said discipline. In everything. Discipline in the way you spend your money. How much did you save this year? Print your statement of account as if you want to take it to the embassy. And let's see what God did for you this year. Print it. You must buy everything. You must be in everywhere. You must spend. If God is going to bless you in 2023, the first thing he will ask you for is structure. Is your life structured? I tithe to God and I tithe to myself in savings. I learned it from T.D. Jakes. Every cover that comes into my hand, I tithe to God. Whether it's a Sunday or not, that's why most of the time you see me come out almost every Sunday. Because in the course of the week. And then I tithe, I have a savings, piggy bank or something. I do contribution. Because I spend a lot. I give a lot. Discipline. When you ask God for more, God will look into your life. No, I can't bless these rubbles. No, there's no structure. You will just waste it. Discipline in 2023. Very important. Job 36:10. He opens all their ears to discipline. He opens also their ear to discipline. and commanded that they return from iniquity. Do you notice Revelations when the Bible is describing heaven? Did you see the order? Have you asked yourself why you don't use your pot, your black pot, as your flower pot in the living room? Order. Have you asked yourself why you don't park your car inside your living room? Order. Have you asked yourself why you don't use potty to eat? Order. Let there be order in your life. There are salons I can never go to make my hair. Because to even touch the curtain, you'll be looking for a stick to remove the curtain to enter. But I prayed, I fasted. This is what we're talking about. Order. Direction, training, strictness. Okay, maybe when I get to another point, I'll be able to say something like that on that. Number six. Is that number six? Invest into your life. In 2023, invest into your life. All this free will not do you good. You pay attention to what you pay for. Pay for knowledge. Stop looking for free everywhere. Pay. Invest into your life. Time. Attention. Money. It will make you to leave your mates behind. Number six. Number seven. Be careful who you listen to. Three more and I'll be done. Be careful who you listen to. Who speaks into your life? Who do you listen to online? Somebody whose life is scattered. Is that your mentor? Somebody that talks anything against authorities and leaders. Is that the person you are following? Your company is the prediction of your future. Your friend is the prophecy of where you are going. Be careful. Who do you listen to? Who speaks into your life? Who mentors you? Who nurtures you? Who is your Elizabeth as a Mary? Who is your Naomi as a Ruth? Who is your Eli as a Samuel? Who is your Samuel as a David? Who? Don't be a law to yourself. There must be somebody in your life that you will say, he must not hear. Please, he must not hear. And please grow up. Grow up. If your child is 3 or 5 and the child is not walking, you'll be bothered as a parent. Grow up. Madam, uncle, it's not everything. You must be angry and scatter things. Of course, you know, I've said this for years now. There are husbands that when they are angry, they won't eat at home. Uncle, you are not hungry. You are not hungry at all. I pity your wife that is begging you to eat. Because she's spoiling you. She is spoiling you. Many times I will say to my husband, God bless your mother wherever she is. Our daughter's mother-in-law called. She is Bayelsa. She said, I don't know what I did for God to have blessed me with a daughter-in-law like this. You see, depending on what you give to your children's generation, they will either bless you or curse you. The way you handle your marriage shows how you were trained. And beloved, in my village, they say, Ole tuare eko, abi eko, akogba. You can rebirth yourself. I've never seen my mother hug my father. Now you have examples in the world. You can See, my father was a polygamist. No woman was... You can rebirth yourself. Because your children are watching and you are leaving a legacy. You are. Who mentors you? Who? Number 8. I hope some of you will still greet me after this service. It beats for 2023. It will show who had this word. Number 8, do not refuse correction. Job chapter 5, verse 17. Job 5, 17. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. And you know, God will not come down from heaven. He will use people. Don't refuse corrections. when you are told that you are wrong, listen. You see mucus in the married man's nose strips. Who will tell him? If his wife says it, he will say he will not eat again. He will leave the house. I'm bringing Bishop now to pray. Darling, please come and pray. That's why I'm rushing. He has a meeting. You see now, Baba listens to correction. Darling, I'm almost done, so please, I'm going to hand over the mic. And go and read Hebrews 12. One more, number 9. Reward yourself in 2023. Over the month, you walked. Now you can jump on Okada. You entered bus, you drove, you labored. Reward yourself. Don't just carry all your salary, give your wife. Carry all your salary, give children. You too buy ice cream. You too have a massage. You too rub yourself on the head. You too go get a shirt. Get some shoe, even if it's a slippers. Nurture the body that did the job. I'll see you at the top in 2023.
Hallelujah. Please, can we give this treasure a standing ovation? Let's celebrate God's servant, Reverend Funke Felix Adejumo. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Hallelujah. So happy. So happy I didn't miss this message. So, so happy. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Powerful, powerful. Hallelujah. I'm going to be praying. Patience. That's one thing I'm going to be also thinking about as I go. One of the prayers I pray these 12 days, and I will still continue to pray, is that I will not allow anyone to kill me. Is that a prayer point? I will not allow anyone to kill me. I have discovered that so many people die now, especially men of God. They slump and gone. Reason is because kirakita, trying and trying and trying to please. Trying to do everything to impress. Trying to run out of your strength. The people you are trying to please. If you close your eyes like this, they will eat the next meal. Some while crying. Some will not even cry. They say, let's move on, let's move on, let's move on, let's move on. Let's move on. I will never. That's one prayer I pray now. I pray. I will not allow anyone to kill me. Tell your neighbor. Hey. You need para me. Not allow anyone. If I cannot please you, God will. If you say I am lazy, it's okay. At least I can live long. Komanche, he can't do it. You go and do it. The one I can't do, do. Tell your neighbor, I won't kill myself. I will be patient with myself. Mama Funk, please come. Come. You are just too much. When I saw you, I know that there is so much inside of you. I love and celebrate you. Wow. When I went, I saw well. Hallelujah. You didn't, you have not heard what I want to say now. Please be patient with me. You will pray for them.
Ooh, let's celebrate, Bishop. Darling. Dal. In this new year that we are moving into, you will not be wasted. Your mistakes and your errors will not count. The mercy of God will preserve you. You are growing. It doesn't matter the mistakes you have made. Now, those mistakes will be your ladder. You are stepping into mega graces. It is well with your home, with your family, with your career, with your children, with your health, with your wealth, with everything that has your signature. 2023, we will all celebrate. And I destroy the yoke of sin in everybody's life. If you are here today and you are giving your heart to Jesus, we set you free to love God, to serve Him, and to be blessed by Him. And all of us, our lives shall be very impactful in 2023. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Put your hand on your head and shout, grace! That's our cliche now in Agape. Sponsored by... So thumb up and look at your neighbor and say, I am sponsored by grace. Give the Lord a big hand, a big hand, a big hand.